If your memories of small kid time go back to territorial days, you can be forgiven for waxing nostalgic. It was a simpler and certainly less crowded Hawaii that's kept alive in the music of the period. The easy swinging Hapa Haole tunes played on guitars, ukulele, and stand-up bass. Happy memories of that music led Ginger Johnson and her friends to form the Hula Honeys. And Ginger's on the line to tell us about the band. Good morning, Ginger.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Sure. This is kind of the story of your life, in a way, the formation of this group, yeah?
I guess so. My partner and I, Robin Newbel, we really got to live the dream and didn't know it at the time.
Well, describe the dream, would you, Ginger?
Well, I think it was just what you were saying. We were little girls when Waikiki was such a charming place, and my dad worked at the Hawaiian Village, and Robin's mother, Emma Veery, was singing in Waikiki at all the best places, and we really got to be part of that time.
It's almost, I get this picture of the kid on the fringe of the crowd kind of taking it all in, yeah?
Yeah, I was a little girl that had the full run of the Hawaiian Village. As a little girl, you know, I could sneak around and did. You know, I'd spend hours and hours in the lobby, and there was a trio of women singers, you know, beautiful local women in long dresses and big flowers, and they really got away with murder. They would just go around leaning on the lava rock wall and singing, you know, a cappella and with their, acoustically, pardon me.
Sure.
And I saw them having a wonderful time. Back when a lot of women weren't having all that much fun. You know, most of them were relegated to the kitchen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know? And so that really opened my eyes.
No, I imagine. And you're right. It was, it sort of showed you a path then.
Well, I saw women having fun with music, yes. And I love music. And Robin and I grew up in the same neighborhood in East Honolulu. And she's a dancer. And we just had we just really loved this kind of music, yeah.
How would you describe it to somebody who had just gotten here and had really never heard any of it?
Well, we've been asked that before enough times that I have a tidy answer, and that would be it's a Hawaiian Hapa Haole swing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much what we do, and we generally have a stand-up bass player, and we have a lot of fun. We sing jazz standards and also the Hapa Haole stuff. And, it's wonderful music. It can be very simple, but it can also be remarkably clever.
What are some of your tunes, Ginger?
Oh, golly gee, what are our tunes? Well, let's see, we sing Down Ala Moana Way. That's a Casimero tune.
Uh-huh.
The Ahi. Some originals. Nani Waiali Ali. Sweet Someone, that's a classic. Moon Glow.
Oh, yeah.
Miley Lay for Your Hair. A wonderful song called Kahului, which is pretty tongue-in-cheek. Stuff like that.
So the whole idea is, and then this really is, as you say, there's a swing root to it all. A lot of the great songs, these are sort of pre-war swing era, pre-Second World War swing era tunes that were kind of kept alive through the 50s and 60s, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
When you say you do some jazz standards, what are some of those? I'm trying to picture what would fit into that.
Well, Moon Glow is a jazz standard.
So it is, yeah.
Dream, The Nearness of You, Love Being Here With You, some Peggy Lee, you know, I Don't Know Enough About You.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. It translates right onto the ukulele beautifully.
You're the you play the looks like a four-string tenor guitar, yeah?
That's true. I do. We both played ukulele in the beginning, and we were sort of canceling each other out. So we needed a little bit more sustain. So I went over to the tenor guitar.
It's a very underappreciated instrument, isn't it, Ginger?
Well, it all depends. Some people think the world of it.
No, I mean I appreciate it, but you don't see that many of them. It's been a
But just like the ukulele, it's having a little teeny weeny resurgence, you know?
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a fun thing, and I've got a couple of beauties. You know, depending on the venue is what we bust out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because it does seem to fill that sort of sonic gap between the high-end sound of an ukulele and the bottom provided by the upright bass. It kind of fits neatly right in the middle.
I think so, yeah.
No,
But when we have no bass, we're just bereft. You know, we're just miserable when we have a gig that won't pay for the bass player.
Just because you need that walking bass as kind of the spine to the music, yeah?
You just need that bottom end.
You do. When you write your own originals, you obviously want them to be kind of in that style, you know? You want them consistent, right, with the standards and well-known tunes that you're doing. So how do you meet a challenge like that? How do you make it sound, make it fit in?
You know, that's easier than you think, because a lot of the Hapa Hali tunes were not overly complicated, you know? I just wrote a little song, The Girl in the Coconut Hat, and it was just... It just rolled out. It wasn't 5 minutes, and it sounds very much like a lot of the standards, and it's on one of our LPs.
Well, when a song rolls out in just 5 minutes like that, it tends to be more cohesive because it's a single idea rather than a bunch of ideas kind of cobbled together. Yeah.
Well, I think you're right again, and I tend to be overly complicated, so it was good just to get that one out. Oof.
Well, you know, Ginger, all of us tend to be overly complicated, and that's kind of where the music comes in, because it's not overly complicated. Kind of encourages us not to be, don't you think?
Yes, of course, and that's its intention. You know, this is music that's not supposed to make you really go sit in the corner and weep. You know, this is like, hey, look at this nice day. What a beautiful breeze, and maybe that girl will fall in love with me, and maybe I can go ahead and have positive thoughts, and maybe there's a possible good future. That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I think that's way better than sitting in the corner and weeping, Ginger. So.
Well, I guess there's a time for everything.
I hope so. Well, I'd rather go your way anyway. Thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Chris. We really enjoyed it.
You bet. Ginger Johnson plays four-string guitar and sings with the Hula Honeys. He'll be performing next Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Ka'ahumanu Church in Wailuku. It's a free performance, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.